Prendeville Show on Red FM.
Jay, good morning.
How are you, Dean?
Good, my man, I'm good. What have you got for me? Cork words, is it?
Like if you think of cock, because everything is yes and airs. I mean, look, a gooseberry is a goose, yeah. A blackberry is a black, yeah.
And yesterday we spoke about
a raza.
And yesterday we had Baden-a. Do you know what a Baden-a?
I mean, there's a lot. Look, if you go for collecting apples, it was slogging, and you got cuckoos. A cooking apple was a cooker. Do you ever hear the plumange? You have a bit of plumange around that there, me. Plumange was actually black mange, was a type of cake, but it was a kick. I might be wrong, or you're listening, I might trick this, come back with this one, but black mange was a tick kind of trick, a cake, and it blocked anything. So
black mange?
Black mange, yeah, black mange. So yes. They say, give me a small bit of plumange there, but I blocked that with. You know, plumange could be anything. If you were filling a hole in a pipe, there was a small bit of plumange. It was a word that you could, anything could be.
Is it blancmange they're talking
no,
about?
No, that's what it could be. Blancmange, but they say plumange. We have a bit of plumange there, I blocked that Bible, yeah? For God's sake. And there was another one there, did you ever hear this?
Plumbers
one?
Would use the word, would they?
You know, in Dublin, it's mussels and cherry crew beans, but in Old Cork City, just tripe and sheens. Did you ever hear that one? And there was another one there as well. So if I give you a punch, if I miss you with it, the wind will knock you out by. You know, everything is, you know, everything is yes and airs, you know, as we were saying. So I just said, I throw that one to you. No, there's many, many more as you're listening to it. You'll be thinking of them. And do you know what you think of them when you listen to your own men in the pubs, you know, and in Moxner and bars around Moxner and Associated? If you hear the slang, the talk, and they can talk the lingo to themselves, like anyone coming in wouldn't understand it. You know what I mean? Like it's weird, but it's kind of losing that, really, isn't it?
So the comparison between Cork slang and colloquialisms like that is not unlike, say, Cockney rhyme in London, right? Same kind of idea.
No, Cork is as well. Cock is cock, like, and that's it. You know, and it is. And it's not common cock, but it's pure cock, like. And some of your speakers there, you know, were on, you know, putting on the cock voice. And, you know, you can put on a train, but cock is cock. And you, like, if you were the crowd of 1,000 people and there's one cockman in the middle of a talking, you know it's him. You know, you will hear the, you know what I mean? By come here, like, and everything is like
we kind of were fine tuned to pick it out. Like, did you ever go away for a couple of weeks on holidays, right? And you might have gone anywhere, and you're overseas, and you come to the airport. Say it could be Spain or Portugal or Greece or whatever, and you come to the airport after a fortnight, and you're waiting for your plane, and you get to your gate, and all of a sudden, after over 2 weeks or whatever, never meeting anybody that was from Cork, you're surrounded again by Cork accents and the singy-songiness of it all. And yeah, I think that's a wonderful feeling.
It's like you nearly want it. I'll tell you a quick one. I worked on a ship away for a couple of months, and I was on all these ports all around Scandinavia and blah, blah, blah. But you come into Rotterdam, then I came in one day to Rotterdam, and next thing I hear, come here. Austin, that where's the mate? All this, there's no mate. That mate, meat. And this fellow was cribbing a cock full about a ham sandwich he got in the pub in Rotterdam. And the minute I heard it, it was like blood. You know, come here, there's no mate. No, boy, what's that? And I was like, no one understood where he was from. But I did. I went to a concert years ago, Neil, in 94 up in Ulster Hall in Belfast. And myself, four others, and everyone up there, they thought we were from Wales. Just the way we were speaking, they just thought the speed of us. I don't know how the comparison was, but they thought we were Welsh. If you say, yeah, come on, we're from Wales, you know, and we're up from Cork, you know, we're not from Wales at all. You know what I mean? Listen, so there you go, plumage is marvelous, plumage is that. Plumage would block anything, would seal anything, it'd fix anything. If you were sore leg, yellow, and goose juice, you know, but goose juice, drink that by your yellow was yellow. Yeah. My father used to say to me years ago, down the pub, hereby drink that Muffy's, your yellow, up your mother, because you're yellow, yellow.
Okay, so we learned about plumage. It's a bit like Chinnawunction back in the day. Queer name,
yeah,
but great stuff.
Plumage could be anything. Give me a small bit of plumage here, I'll rub it into it. You know? And I years ago, I was working in a pharmaceutical plant, and this fella said to me, what are we going to fix that with? And there was all the lordy dogs around, and I said, yeah, we put a small bit of plumage. I meant, like, we block it. A small bit of plumage. And for 10 minutes, there were, so where do we get that? I said, plumage, what is the problem? Plumage, didn't we block it? They hadn't a clue what I was talking about. Only the cock people.
And would plumage then be a cousin of plumas?
No, well, plumas was just, No, no, plum arses, you know, when you're taking the piss out of someone or whatever, you're plum arses someone, but plum arses was it, give me a small, like if you were stuck up on the, give me a, pass me up a bit of plum arses.
So where did Cork people get the word plum arse from? Is it plum, what's a, are you a plum arser, for instance, or am I?
Plum arser is someone that's, you know, I hear him, he's plum arse, and you know, you're brown nosing him really, and they're like, you're right, plum arse.
Is a plum arser buttering you up, or just talking talking BS?
Yesterday, when you were saying that it was what was the word you were getting mixed up yesterday when you were doing the challenge? What was it called? What was the one again?
The quiz. I got Michael Collins' age wrong. I said 28.
No. What's the other one again? When you were when someone you were saying that it was if you were always sick. What was the one? What was the word again?
Lapsy pa.
To me, when I was just lapsy pa is good. I saw lapsy pa. It's like it's. It's like if you're it's not by lapsy pair, like there's something twisted or broken. That's what I thought lapsy pair was. Geez, I could have stayed with it. That's lapsy pair, boy. You know, like a Christmas morning on the street, I could have stayed with it. It's not lapsy pair. You know, that's what I thought lapsy pair. You know, I suppose we all have our own interpretation. Neil, should I leave you with Plumange by a star?
All right,
kid. Let you be laughing.
Thanks for listening, right, Jay. Stay in touch, buddy. Good, stay in touch. Have a great day.
The Neil Prendeville Show on Red FM.